Hi there. The word for today is do what God has told you. Hebrews 11 verse 7 says, by faith Noah built an ark. Noah built the ark because God commanded it. It's what he was called to do in life. Sawing planks and hammering nails for him was an act of obedience. And when everything was said and done, it was the longest act of obedience recorded in Scripture. From start to finish, Noah's one act of obedience took 43,800 days. And with each daily act of obedience, he glorified God. So, no matter what tool you use in your trade, a hammer, a keyboard, a mop, a football, a spreadsheet, a microphone, an espresso machine, whatever, using it is an act of obedience. It's the mechanism whereby you worship God. It's the way you do what you're supposed to do. The Bible says in Colossians 3:17, whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Stop putting yourself down and thinking that what you do is not important. Remember the old proverb, for want of a nail? It goes like this. For want of a nail, the shoe was lost. For want of a shoe, the horse was lost. For want of a horse, the rider was lost. For want of a rider, the message was lost. For want of a message, the battle was lost. For want of a battle, the kingdom was lost. And all for the want of a horseshoe nail. In God's eyes, small acts of obedience are big things. When you joyfully do little things like they're big things, then God will do big things for you like they're little things. That's how his kingdom advances. So, the word for you today is this. Do what God has told you.